From WNCW, time for this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This might be a show a little bit different from the norm, so stay tuned and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But first of all, let me introduce my guest who's with me in studio this morning, and that is Sandlin Gaither. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be here.
Sandlin, for those that have not heard your name and familiar with you, tell us about yourself.
I am the bartender and photographer at the Gray Eagle Music Hall in Asheville, where I have worked for 16 years. Still there, still going strong.
And one of the things you've had the chance to do, I know from talking to you off the air, is all those years there, all the bands and musicians that come through, you've had a special relationship that didn't involve just talking to these guys backstage, but it has to do with photography.
Sure. Well, around 2005, I started making portraits of the bands that were playing at the Gray Eagle. Started hanging the pictures on the wall. If you've ever been there, all those pictures on the wall, those are mine. Yeah, developed a really nice relationship with a lot of the musicians, made friends with a lot of folks, developed into doing some album covers, and it's been a pretty exciting journey so far.
And I think you said that that even opened a door for you to be responsible for photography that was the cover of some CDs put out by some well-known groups.
Sure. Some of your listeners are probably familiar with the Steep Cane Rangers and the Honeycutters. I've done those. Aaron Burdett, a few others here in town. So, yeah, it's been fun.
All right. Now, let's kind of get to the main topic of why we've got you here today. First of all, when you think about your favorite bartender, you go to the Gray Eagle, wherever you're hanging out, and Sandlin, you would know this firsthand, the bartender, the servers are much more than the person that provides you with the next drink, because those of us that are there, we're sharing. The more we drink, sometimes we're really sharing, but you guys are pretty important to the guests that come into the bar, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We like to be good hosts, and it's really all about the environment. As well as the music that we're hosting, and we want to make sure we take care of people. And at the Eagle, we've got about 600 people some nights, so it's a circus for sure. We want to make sure that everybody's being taken care of and they get what they need. And we do, of course, leading into what we're about to talk about, we hear a lot of things and have a lot of strange interactions with some people.
Yeah, that's a good segue. So what Sandlin has done, listen to this, he's put together a book called Crazy Things People Say in a Bar, and I could only imagine. You got the book in hand right now. We're going to let you read some things from it coming up in a little bit. But, man, how did this just come to you? How did it all happen?
It was just a strange process. You always hear things every night that are very odd, a wide range of things, some stuff relating to service, some stuff relating to absolute nonsense that people are saying, some stuff relating to problems or something bad that's going on in the room. After so many years, it became kind of a strange thing for me that I was hearing these things night after night after night. One day I went on Facebook the next morning and posted top five things I had heard the night before from the show. Everybody thought it was pretty funny, so I started doing that and started doing it on a regular basis. It got to be a pretty popular thing. Everybody was saying I should put out a book, so I took their advice and I put out a book. Yeah.
Quotes of from a long time or a lifetime bartender, I think, was one of the promo items I saw with the book as well out there. But a lot of times, how many people are hitting that bar because they're having drink after drink to help them get through some sorrow as well? So you hear a blend of the good and the bad, don't you, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of it's really good. Most of the funny stuff is not really that good. So, it's more of I don't want to say bad stuff, but yeah, the strange, unusual kind of things that really stick with me that have made it into the book.
You are listening to WNCW's Friday Feature. Our guest right now is Sandlin Gaither. He's got a book called Crazy Things People Say in a Bar. If you don't mind, we'd like for you to read some of the material from this book, and we're going to make sure this is on air safe, so don't worry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But Sandlin's flipping through the book right now. We're going to give him the microphone and hear some of his work right now.
Thanks, Paul. I should remind you, it's not my work. These are things that other people have said, so I'm reciting it. And yes, I've kept it all clean for everyone. All right, here we go. My mama met my daddy. They got together, and a little while later, a teeny tiny baby plopped out. And that teeny tiny baby was me. And that's how it's done. It was kind of a shame, actually. Jimmy got out and tried to stop traffic, but traffic didn't stop for him. And I don't know what happened to Jimmy, but it didn't sound good. I just stay in both lanes at night when I'm driving home and aim right down the middle. That way you don't go off the road. Otherwise, you got to be real careful and drive really slow. One related to drinking habits, I used to drink light beer, but then I realized I had to drink two light beers to equal one regular beer. So I just started drinking regular beer, and now I'm twice as drunk all the time, and I'm saving money. It's a win-win situation, if you ask me. Some philosophy. If it ain't got plastic on it, I ain't gonna eat it. If it ain't got a plastic wrapper on it, I ain't gonna eat it. Adulthood is a lot harder than I thought it was gonna be. The longer I stay here, the more out of place I feel. Some strangeness for you. I just wanted you to know that there's a pantless woman from Florida in your bathroom. She said she had to put her layers back on, but took her pants off instead. After the foam went down and I drank some of this beer, I decided I don't like it anymore. Can I trade it out for a new one? You're a pretty lady. I'd like to buy you a drink of tequila. In fact, I'll buy you all the tequila you want until my wife gets here.
There's a wife somewhere. Yeah, I'm sure that's not the first time that's come to light at the bar. But wow, Sandlin. Ladies and gentlemen, if this has tickled your fancy, if you've been laughing like me and you're just saying to yourself, I got to have this book, we want to make sure you get a copy. So, Sandlin, please tell us how.
Sure. Right now, it's just currently available on Amazon.com. You can just search my name, Sandlin Gaither, and it'll pop up. There are currently two volumes of the book, Volume 1 and Volume 2. If you'd like to get it in person, I will be doing a reading at the Crow and Quill on February 4th. It's a Tuesday at 8 p.m., so come on down, and I'll have a copy for you there as well.
And that way you wouldn't necessarily have to go to the bar to meet him. You can meet him there for the book signing and be a part of that. Sandlin Gaither, it's been great to meet you. We wish you continued success for what you do at the Gray Eagle with musicians and helping folks when they come for a drink, and what has led to this book, which we won't long forget, Crazy Things People Say in a Bar. Sandlin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
A reminder that Friday features are also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.